Lawmakers couldn't agree last year whether to permanently provide health insurance to the survivors of police officers and firefighters who die in the line of duty. Starting next week, they'll have another chance. A bill to provide survivors with insurance was among the first filed ahead of the legislative session, which starts on January 17th. Some surviving families have received state-funded insurance in recent years, but that practice isn't enshrined in state law. Representative Andy Josephson is sponsoring the bill and says filing it early makes it more likely to be enacted.
These are folks that feel duty bound and have, many of them since their youth, to participate in high risk activity for the benefit of the public. And they shouldn't be asked to sacrifice health care for their families when they've made the greatest sacrifice.
Incoming House Minority Leader Charisse Millett introduced an identical bill. Other pieces of legislation filed ahead of the session include a measure by Senator Mike Dunleavy that would restore full funding to permanent fund dividends and make another PFD payment of about $1,000. And Senator Bill Willikowski is seeking to add dividend payments to the state constitution. Another of Willikowski's bills would punish lawmakers who fail to pass a state budget within the first 90 days of the session by denying them salaries and per diem. And Representative Matt Klayman introduced a constitutional amendment to limit the session to 90 days. While state law says sessions last 90 days, the Constitution sets the limit at 121 days. Josephson also introduced a bill to prohibit the state or municipalities from helping the federal government create a registry based on people's race or religion. He says he's concerned that President-elect Donald Trump will seek to register Muslims and deport unauthorized immigrants based on their race.
So my view is this is one of those important moments where somebody has to say, no, that is not what we're going to do.
Another round of pre-filed bills will be released on Friday.